good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, May 22nd, 2025 edition. I want to thank Rick Randall for coming on and talking about his new book, Road Trip. And I'm looking at the Amazon post of it there. You can purchase the hardcover for $27.99, the paperback version, which is what I have. Rick gave me a copy, $23. Life is a road trip. All of us are on one. Road Trip, also known as Likely to Succeed A through Z, is a roadmap to help make the ride a little less bumpy. The contents in the book are truly motivational, highly inspirational, and honestly, you got to be careful because if you're reading it at night, after about three or four pages, you'll drift off to sleep. It is absolutely calming and relaxing and informational. Great book. It's written with a little bit of humor, a bag of sense, and a whole lot of truth. If you want to make your life more exciting, you have to get more excited about your life. Rick mentioned that saying. Also, the book is written exactly to help you do that. The concept is that the words that you know and use in your life, what you write, your thoughts, guide your emotions and determine your behavior. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A through Z is a concise version of good words to live by. It's just the beginning, and the words that have been chosen are only a few of many good words that are actually available to us. But start here, go forward, use good words to help guide your way. Road Trip is full of them. Pass the positive. Positive, motivational, inspirational. Basically, folks, a way to live your life by. So I'm going to actually purchase one here on Amazon and write a review on it. And I would hope you guys would do the same. Again, you can search, do a Google search, DuckDuckGo, whatever browser you use. Road Trip. Rick Allen Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, is the author. So I appreciate Rick coming on and talking about it. And might decide to do a word of the day with Rick, maybe as a public service, and have him choose a word to do a message to us on. And then maybe have him on weekly to do an interview and talk about different words, interactions around the book, and see what you guys think. See if we can take a little bit of a break from what we normally do, Michigan news, Michigan politics, and see if we can get a break from all this and kind of take a moment to reflect and to be more positive and perhaps change ultimately the words that we use, the words that we have in our bag. And like I say, greatly appreciate the time he gave us and looking forward to it. One of the stories I'm following in Lansing right now, and I want to get this in today's show because one of the things that basically has come to my attention is the House budget. We've been talking about this quite a bit. Well, the Senate has a problem because of their budget. They've proposed even more than what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, was proposing back earlier this year. Well, the House Republicans yesterday in Lansing made a formal call to the Democratic-run Senate that they need to amend their budget that they passed last week, since it no longer matches Friday's new consensus revenue estimating conference numbers. While floating it out there, the Senate came out with a budget that they know full well that the House will never pass. But however, one of the stories one of the components to this story is the fact that the House has yet to come out with their full fiscal year 2026 budget bill from any of their subcommittees. For example, State Representative Matt Maddock of Milford reads House Resolution 113 that the Senate should request the bills that they passed last week be returned to their chamber rather than sending it to the House to be taking it up, since it would require the House to consider an unconstitutional, unbalanced budget in order to make it legal. Well, Senate Appropriations Chair, and I speak all the time about Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, she entered the House chamber about 2:40 yesterday afternoon after catching wind of the resolution. She approached the House Democratic Communications staff and proceeded to the press desk to answer questions before moving to the hallway off the floor. Anthony's told reporters that cover the House, quote, "I don't have time for an hour or two long press conferences," kind of referring to Speaker Hall's way of doing things, talking directly to the press as opposed to dealing with the state Senate. But she went on to say, at some point, we have to start engaging with the media and letting the public know the shenanigans that are happening this moment here in this House chamber. She called the resolution a fake, quote, end quote, as well as a political stunt to direct the Senate to do what we've already done, which is to make steps to put forward a budget proposal that ultimately will lead to a balanced budget. Anthony, while speaking from the House floor chamber to the reporters, said the fact that they took time to draft a resolution directing us to do our job in a world in which they have not presented anything besides stopgap measures month before a budget shutdown is absolutely ridiculous, Anthony said. Of course, referring to the Republicans passing a continuing resolution $20 billion budget extension. Why did the Republicans do that? Because they know full well that they're not going to be willing to pass the Senate budget proposal. They're not even willing to pass the governor's proposed budget. And they know full well that time is ticking and that very much they have to pass another budget, get it signed by the governor before the stroke of midnight on September 30th. Well, folks, that's basically 4 months and 8 days away. We've got 4th of July coming after Memorial Day this week coming up on Monday. Then 4th of July summer break where they're gone. They're not even in session the month of July, August, before returning in September, after Labor Day. Here's the problem. If they don't get a budget passed in September, basically after Labor Day when they return to Lansing, this state government shuts down at the stroke of midnight on September 30th. Knowing that, they put forward the continuing resolution to keep the government open, provide basic necessities, fund the schools for the new school year starting in September, the roads, the prisons, and basic operations of state government. Well, senators aren't willing to even entertain that continuing resolution. That's number one. Number two, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, hasn't shown any signs that she would be willing that she'd be willing to sign it. So as a result, here is the bottom line. The senator, Anthony, while making, I believe, her political stunt in the House chamber, said that we acknowledge that the budget that we passed reflected the numbers that were presented to us from the CREC back in January. However, the numbers on Friday showed that their budget that they passed earlier in the week falls short of the proposed revenue projections. As you know, folks, a budget isn't cast in stone. It's a forecast. They anticipate how much revenue is coming in. Based on that revenue coming in, how much can they afford to spend in the funding of our state government, the 14 bureaucratic departments, agencies in Lansing? Well, with these new numbers coming out on Friday, they're short by roughly $313 million. Not a lot of money when you actually are looking at an $85.95 billion, with a B, billion-dollar budget they passed in the Senate. Well, Anthony went on to say that the Senate and that the executive office of the governor made their budget goals public. Governor, of course, making hers public in January. They came out with theirs last Wednesday. And based on the information that was presented to us at the time, we propose a balanced budget. However, Anthony said under normal circumstances, lawmakers take the recommendations from the House, the Senate, and the executive branch of the governor's office. They come up with budget targets based on the latest numbers that they have. She went on to say it's not been a common practice in the past to use May CREC numbers as a starting point for budget negotiations. When asked how she obtained a copy of the resolution, she said somebody had texted it to her. Somebody in the House texted the senator, and that's when she chose to basically storm into the House chamber and give her little press conference to the reporters off to the side. Well, it is going to be interesting because the Republicans, once they get done with their committee work, they'll be coming out with their proposal for the budget, and then we'll get to see how far away they are and what the plan is to reconcile with the senators and the governor. And again, last point I'd like to make on this story, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has not been heard from. She's been totally silent on all of this. We'll wait and see if that changes. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got a couple of text messages during the break, people asking me for the name of Rick's book. You can search Road Trip. Likely to Succeed, A through Z, Rick Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. You can look for it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. One thing I'd like to suggest, if you guys frequent a library, a public library, or maybe bring it up to your library school board, that they put this book in the libraries where the kids are. This would be an excellent book, in my opinion, probably 7th, 8th grade, 8th grade reading level, for sure, definitely middle school, high school kids. Mention the book to them. Go on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, buy the book, read it, look it over, write positive reviews of it. But then let's get the word out to these libraries. Maybe they should buy some copies and put them in the children's section, the young adult section. Because I got to tell you, as I'm looking through this book and I'm looking at some of the words and the way he defines them and gives examples of his own life, I would love to have had this book back when I was in high school. Heading into college, going to Michigan State University for pre-med, this would have been eye-opening. Because out of these 120 pages, the 123 words he refers to in here, you know, never knew any of these words where I actually understood them, understood the definition, understood how it would change your thinking, what you write, your thoughts, and basically your attitude about life. So if you want to, let's do this. Text me RT for Road Trip. Just text me RT for Road Trip, and I'll send you the link on Amazon where you can buy it there. I'll look for it also and find it on Barnes & Noble, other bookstores that might be carrying it. But let's talk about the libraries, your local public library. Mention the book to the librarian. Tell them you think it'd be a great book for the kids section, young adults. Let's see if we can get it in some libraries as well. Let's start spreading the word of these words and these thoughts out to the general public And let's see if we can kind of elevate everybody's thinking about life and about success and about being excited about living, being enthused. So again, just text me RT and I'll send you the link. I have a picture on my phone of the cover and I'll be able to send this to you as well and get the information out there. Greatly appreciate it. You heard the commercial starting to play now for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, July 19th, Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th annual event. We're excited. Again, this year we have Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig. He's going to be smoking the pork for us, bringing it over and helping us serve everybody. The gun ranges are going to be open. If you'd like to bring your handgun, ammunition, and test your skills, see how good a shot you are at knocking down bowling pins on the pin shoot or the stationary targets, see how good you shoot there. Rifle range, again, deer rifles for deer hunters. Come bring your deer rifles, sight them in July. Don't sight them in 2 days before opening day. But bring them to the event. If there's an issue with them, we'll have Tom Curtis there from Curtis Gunsmithing. We'll also have others at the range helping. Randy and Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, Chris Holtz, range safety officers. We want to focus on the kids. If you go to the website acconservatives.org, Antrim County Conservatives, you'll see that what we want to do is really focus on young people. Kids 12 and under are absolutely free. Teenagers are $25. Adults are $50. We had some increases in our food costs. Some venue costs went up a little. We are going to absolutely make this a fundraising event for this year heading into 2026 election year. But we would appreciate basically bringing young people. 12 and under are free. And what we want to do is take them down to the gun safety ranges and have them instructed on firearm safety. The young ones will start shooting handgun 22 caliber as well as a rifle and be able to see the target, see where they land, and be able to tell their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, whoever's with them, how good they did, how proud they are, maybe shooting for the very first time. So this is something we're excited about. We'd love for you guys to check out the website, acconservatives.org. All the information about the event is there. And if you want to purchase your tickets, simply click on the donate button. Your donation is your ticket price. Multiple people are coming. Please put the names in the box, note to seller, and then make your donation, changing the zero, of course, to your dollar amount. You'll get an email from our PayPal account. That receipt is your ticket to the event. Take a picture of it or print it out. Show it at the security gate at the entrance to gain entry Saturday, July 19th, 12 noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. acconservatives.org. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll. Have a blessed day. God willing,
thank
we'll
you
see you tomorrow.
For listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun